Boker Tov, Boker Tov. Today we're learning in honor of Simchas in the community very soon, Be'ezras Hashem, as well as it's Daniel Aslan's birthday. We want to dedicate also the class to him.
Simchas? I didn't know.
There's Simchas, you'll hear at the right time. Chapter number 25 in the book of Tanya. And this is the culmination that began in chapter number 18. And basically, the idea is that the Alter Rebbe began in chapter 18 that Kikari ve'lecha adover mi'oi b'ficha v'vavcha la'saisa. It's very near for every Jew to have a feeling of love and awe for God. Very near. And it seems very much against the experience of man. Normally, we love worldly matters. You like a good steak, ice cream, a nice car, all the material things.
A good horse.
Right. A good horse. If you're born in 1918, it's probably a good horse, right? So how do we create a feelings to love God? So the Alter Rebbe explains that really every Jew has an innate love for God and of awe of God, fear of God, that is a inheritance from our forefathers, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he explained in 1819 chapters, the essence of the love. And he explained that the soul, the power of this love is to cleave to God. And the element of fear that's in there is that he doesn't want to do anything that would separate him from God. And so much so that the person, every Jew, is ready to sacrifice their very life not to commit idolatry to separate from God. Then the Alter Rebbe continued that really all of mitzvot are an affirmation of God's unity, which means that everything exists within God and is one with Him. And mitzvahs reveal the unity of God. Conversely, when a person sins, that's considered worshiping idols. Because what does an idol mean? Something other than God. So when a person goes against the will of God, he separates himself from God. So, and puts himself in the domain of the klipot, who deny God's unity. So by very nature then, a Jew should always observe the mitzvahs, and by nature a Jew would always stay away from sin, if not for the foolish spirit, ruach shtus, the spirit of folly, that covers over his innate love for God and doesn't permit him to feel the effects of sins to his connection of God. Now, in this chapter, the Alter Rebbe concludes this discussion by stating that every Jew at any time is able to push away the spirit of folly, ruach shtus, and to arouse his hidden love of God. So when he's attempted to sin, he'll actually feel that the sin tears him away from God, and therefore he will resist this impulse. Also, when he's required to perform a mitzvah, he'll feel the love for God, and that will dictate him so that he should be united with him and do the mitzvah. Zeu Shekosov, Perek Chafei, chapter 25, Zeu Shekosov, Kikarev Alecha Dover Ma'id V'Gaymer. This then is the meaning of the verse, for this thing is very near to you, to observe the Torah and its commandments out of love and fear of God. Shebchol Eis, V'chol Shah, B'yad Eshalada, Meshus Elohu, Lahavir Ruach Shus V'ashicha V'kirboi. For at any time and moment, a person is capable and free to rid himself of the spirit of folly, which renders him insensitive to the separation between himself and God caused by sin, and the forgetfulness that he has a love of God by virtue of which he desires to unite with him through the fulfillment of the mitzvot. He's always able to remember and to arouse his love of the one God that is certainly undoubtedly latent in his heart, since everyone, even the most hardened sinner, is endowed with this inborn love. This is the meaning of, in this verse, it says, in your heart. In other words, that everyone could serve God out of love, which is an emotion of the heart. But love itself is insufficient. You also, one needs to have fear of God to guard oneself from the prohibitive commandments. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe continues, this love carries with it fear as well. That is the dread of being separated on account from God, on any account from God's unity and oneness, even if it means sacrificing his life so as not to be separated from him, he will do so without any reason or logic, but purely out of one's divine nature. Surely then it is easier to subdue one's appetites, since this entails much lighter suffering than death, which he would willingly endure so as not to be torn away from God. Mastering his evil inclination is way easier, right? What's easier, to give your very life and die for God, or to overcome a temptation? Much easier. In both, staying away from evil, both in the category of turning away from evil and the category of doing good, in other words, refraining from sin and observing the positive commandments, respectively. To be specific, even when it concerns a minor rabbinic prohibition, one can easily master his evil inclination so as not to transgress God's will, since at the time that he does the forbidden act, he thereby becomes separated from God's unity, just as much as through actual idolatry, as explained in the previous chapter. In other words, that every sin is like worshiping idols. It follows, therefore, that he ought to display the same strength in resisting temptation for such a sin as he would display even to the point of sacrificing his life and rejecting idolatry, since this sin too separates him from God. It would appear, however, to be a difference between idolatry and a minor sin with which we are dealing. With idolatry, the sinner remains separated from God even after the idolatrous act, as explained in the previous chapter. Whereas with a minor sin, the separation lasts only as long as the sinful act itself. So the Alter Rebbe continues, now even with regards to idolatry, he can repent afterwards and thus assure himself of unity with God after the idol worship. Nevertheless, a Jew would give up his life rather than exercise this option. So basically, every temptation that comes our way, we could overcome. And we don't want to be a fool to be separated from God. We always want to be connected to God. And this is very important for us to remember. And that's why Kikari Belecha, it's very near for us. Beficha uvavavcha la'asoto, in our heart to love God and have awe of God. And the most high level of love will be revealed with the coming of Mashiach immediately now. Amen.